Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood of the LCMS Office of National Mission. And I'm here in the studios of Worldwide KFUO Radio with Andy Bates.
I guess we should just switch when you're the host and I'm the co-host. We should have switched seats. You should be over here at the controls.
Well, right? I'm looking at all those buttons and I'm wondering what... Wow, that'd be kind of fun.
Takes you back to your days in the military.
It'd even be better if I could bring my grandson here, because he would go crazy over all those buttons and lights and things. Not sure that the listeners would appreciate it, but...
Speaking of buttons and lights, this one right here is for phone lines, and we're going to do something totally unusual and unprecedented today.
Unprecedented.
Open the phone lines for Witness Wednesday. Jenny is in Studio B, ready to take calls this morning. If you have questions for us today, for Pastor Mark Wood on Witness Wednesday, a question about what kinds of things could we call and ask about today?
Witnessing.
Witnessing?
Yeah. Just, how do I witness? Maybe something specific that's going on. You're trying to share the gospel with somebody and mm-hmm. you're not sure which direction to go, how to approach the person. Maybe somebody's challenged you and you're saying, how do I answer this? Any of those things. Well, just open it wide open.
All right. Well, now is the time to call because we only have so many minutes here to address this. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727. If you're in St. Louis, you can call the local number 314-821-0850. Or you can email us, kfuo@kfuo.org. All right, what do you have for us today, Pastor Wood?
All right, well, you know, I just had the privilege of sharing some time with you on the radio for His Time, our study of 2 Corinthians 4, 1 to 18. I'm not sure it'll ever make the top 10 His Times, but I enjoyed it.
But
there's a passage here in verse 13. It says, since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak. Why do we witness? Why do we share the word of God? Well, you know, there's a lot of different answers to that. And some of them are good and some aren't so good. I was at a meeting yesterday. We were going over some demographics and survey results. And, mm-hmm. of course, this was about faith communities of all stripes, not just Christians. And, you know, every time someone talks about the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, they say, wow, look how fast they're growing, look how big, you know, and all that. And we say, why don't we do that? And, you know, but that's a religion of the law. The law, you know, that forces them to do things. And we're talking about some of the things that they use, some of the techniques they use. And we just can't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not a religion of the law. We're motivated by the gospel. We live by grace. So why do we speak? Well, it says right here, I believed, and so I spoke. You know, we're people of faith. We're people who've been endowed with the amazing, unparalleled, incomparable gift of the gospel. If that's not enough to move us to speak, mm-hmm. no law is going to make it happen. You know? so why speak? Because we believe. We believe God's word. We believe his promises. We believe it's not just for us, but for the whole world.
Well, shall we go to the phone lines? We have a caller.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Daryl in Hazelwood, Missouri. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Great. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, thank you. Pastor Mark Wood, you have brought up before a great acronym, which I love. Remember Lassie.
Lassie.
And yes, and I love that. I was kind of hoping you could... bring that to the thought again this morning, but my question has more to do with how you might use that type of witnessing to witness to those who see themselves as being homosexual. And any type of advice that you might have in regards to that, I would appreciate. So
thanks for your call, Daryl.
All right, Daryl. And by the way, Daryl, you have the honor of being the first ever caller into Witness Wednesday.
I appreciate the honor.
All right. We'll put that on your resume.
Exactly. That's right. Thank you.
You know, Lassie is the acronym. It stands for Listen, Ask, Seek, Share, Invite, Encourage. It's something I came up with about a dozen years ago in parish ministry to help people be, you know, just kind of work through how do I share the faith with people, especially people who have no idea of what Christianity is all about. And it's really proven to be helpful to me as a witness. I find myself in a lot of different situations where it's like, oh, what do I do? How do I approach this? And it's like, oh, Lassie kicks in. in fact, I'm going to be hosting a little a webinar for Rural Small Town Mission. The name of the webinar kind of troubles me. It's called Overcoming Bad Experiences with Reverend Mark Wood. But, I mean, I'm sure there's a broad audience for that, but it's supposed to be.
I will be there.
Overcoming Bad Experiences with the Church, you know, and I'm hosting it. But I'm thinking, well, how do I talk to people about witnessing to people who've had bad experiences? Mm-hmm. And it's like, ooh, Lassie. Lassie will then be in a framework that
sure.
we talk about.
Listen.
This. Listen, right? So let's just take that to someone. You're homosexuality is it's a current topic. It's a big issue in our culture. It's right there, center stage in the media. It's around us. My wife and I just moved into a new home, and the people building the house next door is a homosexual couple. You know, we've met them and getting to know them as their house is getting ready, and they'll be living next door to us. You know, how do we share Jesus with them? Well, the same way we share it with anybody else. Mm-hmm. Lassie, we start by listening. You know, they're being homosexual is a behavior and lifestyle, but it's not the total person. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot more. I mean, every homosexual is different. You know, they're different in their likes and dislikes, their interests, their hobbies, their occupations. They're just like us. Their particular sin is very open. Our sins tend to be a little bit more
some of us wear our sins on our sleeves, and some of us keep them well hidden.
Yes. So listen, get to know the person as a person. What are their concerns in life? What are their fears? What are they struggling with? What are their hopes and aspirations? Get past the sin. You know, don't let that sin be this huge barrier. To get past the sin, to get to know the sinner, the person. So listen and ask. Asking questions then helps you get a little bit deeper, develop relationship further. Asking questions also helps you understand their particular worldview. What's their attitude about their homosexuality? Are they proud of it? Are they open about it? Are they troubled by it? Do they know that homosexuality is a sin according to God's word? Without you even telling them, you know. So you're listening and asking to try to assess the situation. You're listening and asking and seeking, you know, a point of connection. You're also seeking that the Holy Spirit would lead you in what do I say? How do I proceed with this? So as you're listening and asking and seeking, you may find, wow, you know, here this person has a hobby and I have that same hobby. We have something very common, a common interest, something that we can build a relationship around. Can I have a friendship with a homosexual? Well, they're sinners. Yeah. Well, if you take all the sinners out of your life, you're not going to have too many friendships left. So think through that and don't let the homosexuality, that issue, override everything else and keep you from developing a relationship and a discussion. And so listening, asking, seeking. And the Spirit will guide you, you know the word so that you can share the word. And it may take a while. It may take weeks or months or maybe even years.
In order to know the word, that means we study the word regularly.
Yes. Right. So that verse I just read, I believed and so I spoke. Well, guess what? You know, if you believe something, you should know something about what you believe. And you can't share what you don't know. And so part of – there's actually a book by that title or a variation of that by David Velasquez from Northwest Publishing I read years ago called We Believe, Therefore We Speak. And the first half of the book, he says, well, this is what we believe. Let's get back to some basics, the catechism and what we believe. Now we can speak it. So if you're going to be sharing, you need to know something. You need to know what to share. Be in the Word. And as you're in the Word, the Holy Spirit's always at work. It's amazing how you hear something in a sermon or in a Bible study that then you can bring to your neighbor. You can bring to this person and say, wow, I just heard this on Sunday. This is really powerful. I wanted to share it with you. And then the invite and encourage, you know, those are very contextual. And a lot have to do with, you know, what happens when you do share with a person, what's their response, and how do we keep the conversation going? And again, don't in your rush to bring the gospel to someone, don't create barriers that keep them from hearing you. So be patient and persistent, but above all, be loving and kind.
And as you pointed out earlier, the Holy Spirit not only gives you the words, but also is the one who gives those gifts of patience and kindness and gentleness and self-control.
Sure. And, don't let the hot topic sins of our day become a distraction and a barrier for sharing the gospel. Stick with the basics. Mm-hmm. You know, as we read in 1 Corinthians 4 this morning, we stand on the word of God. You know, so stand on the word of God, proclaim the truth of God's word, but you know, use Lassie as a framework for bringing that word to a person in an encouraging and winsome way.
Listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage.
Exactly.
I've got it down now, I think.
You do. All right.
Well, thanks for your call today, Daryl, and thanks for Witness Wednesday.
Well, always a pleasure.